Leave it open, it has plug-in power. I've got no battery.
Thank you. got another to us again. Oh,
yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna
Prabhupada. Shivana Krishna Gogopina Shamakunda Rahakunda Giri Govardhanaki
Jai
Shri Vrindavandamaki
Jai
Shri Vrindavandamaki
Jai
Vibhuti Mayapurdhamaki
Jai
Jagannath Puridhamaki
Jai
Ganga Jamunamayiki
Jai
Bhakti Deviki
Jai
Tulsi Maharaniki
Jai
Mr. Divine Grace is gone, found in Chaya, saved the whole Kali Yuga, Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Shri Param Guru, Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Worldwide is gone,
kill.
It's gone to DC, kill. London Yatra, kill.
We're
gonna ask about the holiday,
kill. Jeezy
about London is gone, kill.
We're
gonna ask about the holiday, kill. Yeah,
Kiraj
Maharaj,
kill.
Go over to Premier League. Glory to the Son of
God.
Glory to the Sangha.
Hare Krishna.
All glory to the Sangha.
Hare Krishna.
Glory to Guru and Gauranga.
Namaste. 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 Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.
Radha, 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 Rad Jai Amishnipad, Paramahansa Paribhati Gacharya, Shishimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki, Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Naam Chaya Shri Hari Rashtakur ki, Ramsa Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Rinda ki, Shri Radha Krishna Gopina, Shram Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhana ki, Shri Shivada Lanna Nishwara ki, Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva ki, Yen Giriraj Maharaj ki, Shishti Gaur Nithai ki, Gaur Pinandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Guru Gaurangaji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, entitled The Structure of the Universe. Text number 24 and 25. The Sanskrit is quite long here. I imagine that's why it's not on the board. Educated guess. Text 25. Translation. The master of this island, also one of the sons of Priyavrata, was known as Medatiti. Priyavrata was and is a great soul. He also divided his island into seven sections, named according to the names of his own sons, whom he made the kings of that island. The names of those sons are Purojava, Manojava, Pavamana, Dumarnika, Chittarepa, Bahurupa, and Vishvadar. After dividing the island and situating his sons as its rulers, Medatiti personally retired, and to fix his mind completely upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he entered a forest suitable for meditation. Om Agyan Timidambasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sigurdave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadanti Kam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Omam him shomam param tataka hataka keshaka dilat padigalochana bhagavaraka naka sparsa deva singha namas today. So because of our extended kirtan, I have 8 minutes. I always respect the temple presidents. Prabhupada has quoted the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that eloquence is truth spoken concisely. Usually I give 2-hour classes, so I will try to be, a fool will try to be eloquent and speak in 8 minutes the same subject matter. In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear of Priyavrata, who was also called Medatiti, and seven of his sons who helped him rule throughout the universe. Actually, this is the genealogical history of the universe. It's like every country is proud of its, or every family is proud of its genealogy going back. My grandfather's 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 father's fathers. And sometimes you go back and you find a famous personality in your family line. In my family line, mundane family line, my mother one day told me with great pride, "Did you know, son, that one of your ancestors signed the Declaration of Independence, which preceded the American Constitution?" I said, "No, really, Mom?" "Yes."
And there's a famous painting in America. Declaration of Independence was when the Americans declared independence from Britain. So it was quite a revolutionary stride forward to declare independence from United Kingdom. But there was maybe 20, 25 individuals who declared independence on behalf of the American people, and they signed this declaration, very famous, and all the important mayor's houses and so forth in America, you see this painting. And my great-great ancestor is the third from the left. So here it's mentioned the actual genealogy of the universe. And we may tend to go through these verses fairly quickly, thinking that they're less important subject matters, just giving off the names of different important persons who founded or maintained, in some cases destroyed the universe. But we can understand from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is important. Every single syllable is important. That was demonstrated by the fact that he, got a couple more minutes, grace, that he spoke for 3 months on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how realized he was. Generally when we speak, maybe we can speak two or three, maybe at most four classes on the same verse, and we may exhaust our realizations on that verse. But he spoke for 3 months on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in doing so, he mentioned Amala Purana, that is the spotless Purana, and therefore every verse, every line, every word, every syllable is completely pure and transcendental, and the speaker may elaborate for a long time on such important subject matter. So these are important verses. We're learning about our actual heritage. In fact, in India, people take pride in tracing their family lineage back to great persons, because it was great persons who first populated this cosmic manifestation and the material universes therein, and they themselves, in turn, created progeny, Manu. The word man comes from Manu. Manu was one of the original progenitors of mankind. And actually for every species, there's a particular personality. He may not necessarily have the form of that species, but he's empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to propagate that species, one of the 8,400,000 species of life in each particular universe. So actually we can trace our lineage back to these great personalities. Krishna is very content to remain in Sri Vrindavan Dham, dancing with the gopis. He's not so interested in the affairs of this material world. Therefore, he empowers those most pious souls of each particular universe to do the job of administrating the creation. They're called demigods. And because they're the original progenitors, we can trace, if you were able to, practically even, it's impossible, but the knowledge is there, you could trace your family lineage back. In India, they have these type of records, and high-class families, they take great pride in tracing their ancestry back to someone like Agastya Muni, Vasishtha Muni. This is called in Sanskrit, Gotra. They ask you, what is your Gotra? Gotra? My Gotra? Vasishtha Muni? Oh. What is your Gotra? Gotra? Agastya Muni? Oh. Right? Fair rather? Oh. Ah. Of course, we may not have that privilege to quote as our ancestors Agastya Muni, Vasishtha Muni. Our blood, the blood running in our veins, may be different. As seen by the fact that we have taken birth in Western countries, in uncivilized nations. What is an uncivilized nation? Well, modern man has his concept of what is civilized and uncivilized, but according to Vedic culture, anything beyond Mumbai, to the left of Mumbai and to the right of Calcutta, to the north of Kathmandu and the south of Sri Lanka, anything beyond those boundaries is uncultured and uncivilized. Sadhus are forbidden to cross beyond those boundaries because the risk is very great of becoming contaminated by mundane association. So we have taken our birth in uncivilized country. Of course, Great Britain, they don't say it, you know, they don't call it Little Britain or Bad Britain, you know. The pride of the English, keep a stiff upper lip. Great Britain. Prabhupada used to joke, the sun never set on the British Empire. Now the sun never rises on the tiny island of England. But still, out of attachment, Great Britain. But civilized according to Vedic culture means Aryan. No one is barred from being an Aryan, anyone even from Britain or America or Australia or anywhere in the world can become an Aryan. But Aryan means one who follows the spiritual principles of Vedic culture, Varnashram Dharma, and is characterized by, different ways Prabhupada would say civilized means that the moral way of life is there to begin with. Before one can speak about being spiritual, one has to be moral. One has to be on the platform of the mode of goodness, which means vachuvegam, manashakrodavegam, jivavegam, upashtavegam. Strict control of the mind and senses, which Prabhupada introduced to us as no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. This is civilized. It's not that by following these four regulative principles we become God-conscious. No. We become civilized, and when we're civilized, we can become God-conscious by taking full advantage of the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we were not born into a civilized, what to speak of, transcendental culture. We don't have to go into details. You can close your eyes and rewind the video 10, 20, 30 years, and you'll remember, is not civilized life. So our blood is contaminated. We were born in, you would say, not only uncivilized, but demoniac families. Demoniac means one who, for his sense gratification, exploits others. That I enjoy at the expense of others. That is demoniac life. Meat eating. Someone has to die for my taste buds, like this. So, demoniac. Our position is more like that of Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, we know Prahlad Maharaj is Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated soul, but he very humbly prayed in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, how is it possible for me, he says, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even until now, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, and all the saintly persons, could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words. Although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness, then what is to be said of me? I'm not all qualified. So first thing he says is, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of demons, to offer suitable prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He uses the word ugra jetaha. Ugra jetaha. Jetaha. Jeta means jata, birth. Your birth. My birth, my jata, my janma, my birth was ugra. Prabhupada translated as demoniac family. That we also, ugra means horrible, ferocious, but it actually means horrible. We say like ugra karma. Ugra, Prabhupada says, horrible work, factory work, horrible work. Or we say ugra nisringa, Ugra Nrisimha. Sannyasis like to travel with Ugra, a horrible form of the Lord. That horrible in the sense that he's not attractive, he's quite beautiful actually. Very beautiful shalagram, perfect chakras, wide open mouth. We say Ugra Nrisimha means to, oh God, look at that form of God ripping apart the demon Hiranyakashipu, protecting his devotee. That's how devotee is. So the horrible is, his horrible form is actually, this form of Nrisimha is a manifestation of Krishna's love, actually. Nrisimha is a manifestation of Krishna's love for Prahlad Maharaj. That's how we see it. We're trained. Our eyes are trained by knowledge. So we see, the Lord. When the Lord appeared from the pillar, Prahlad said, "Wow, Krishna, you are amazing. Look at that. You're so beautiful." Hiranyakashipu thought, "My God, what is it? A man or a lion? How could something be a man or a lion? Inconceivable." This is the demon and the devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he took his birth in Ugra Jate, in this horrible family. He says, because of this birth, because of this contamination, how I can approach you? Just like we know that if we want to approach an important person, first we bathe, we dress ourselves properly, we apply auspicious marks like tilak and so forth, bindi. We appear in a very purified form out of respect for the personality to whom we are approaching. So there's also our consciousness, subtle body, that has to also be pure when we approach important personalities. Just like before we do the puja, we purify the consciousness, we purify the mind with so many beautiful prayers. So we realize ourselves as the submissive servant of Krishna and Guru. Because just as the body can become contaminated, the consciousness can also be contaminated by so many sinful activities. Our consciousness becomes contaminated by sinful activities. So Prahlad is saying, I've been born in a family of persons who are addicted to sinful activities. My consciousness is impure. How with such impure consciousness can I glorify you? What will I say? My mind is impure, I'm thinking of so many nonsense things. How I can offer suitable prayers to glorify you? So our position is, again, Prahlad is a liberated soul for our benefit, he is speaking like that. But surely we are like that. If we were to trace our bloodline back to our ancestors, we would probably arrive at Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. What is your gotra? Hiranyaksha, get out of here. What's your gotra? Well, Kashipu. Hiranyakashipu, just see. But even that may be the case, there's still hope. Sri Sanatana Goswami, very beautiful prayer. I have not yet memorized the Sanskrit, although I'm trying to. So please allow me to read the Sanskrit. But it's very, very beautiful. Na prema shravanari bhaktir apiva yoga tava vaishnavo genam vashubha karma va kiyad aho sajjitir apiva vista hina arta dika sadge twai tata yapicheda mula sati he gopi jana balava Vyatayate, ha-ha, madashayavamam. It's not an easy verse. I think a few devotees I see repeating it. Yeah. I am poor in love of Godhead, and I have no asset for hearing about devotional service, nor do I have any understanding of the science of devotional service, nor any cultivation of knowledge, nor any righteous activities to my credit. I am not even born in a high family. Nonetheless, O darling of the damsels of Raja, I still maintain hopes of achieving you, and these hopes are always disturbing me. So despite our birth in anything but aristocratic or transcendental family, we have hope. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he's praying in that mood. Actually, in a letter to Jadurani Dasi in 1967, Srila Prabhupada said that the six Goswamis are not all eternal associates of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami are his eternal associates. The other four Goswamis attain perfection through sadhan bhakti. Of course, this should not disturb our minds, because Prabhupada said, whether one is an eternally liberated soul coming from the spiritual world, or whether he achieves the platform of an eternal associate of the Lord through the process of sadhan bhakti, there's no difference between the two. When you're there, you're there. So Rupa and Raghunath, they are gopis in the spiritual sky, and they came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other Goswamis through the process of devotional service, attained perfection. But the important thing is, there's no difference. When you're liberated, and they're all gopis, as we know from their prayers, the prayers glorifying them by Srinivasacharya. They're all liberated souls. So this is our hope. In South Africa, whenever we visit South Africa, and we go to the townships, and we chant with the people there, it's a very exhilarating experience. They love to chant and to dance. So then you say, little one, what is your name? My name, Happy! Now, I know you're Happy, but what's your name? My name, Happy! Oh, what's your name? My name's Sweetness. And what's your name? My name's Pious. And what's your name? My name's Money. Because the parents give the name to the children in the hopes that they'll develop those qualities or that personality. So I'm calling my kid Happy. And there's lots of kids, girls, they call them Sweetness, and some kids are Pious, and one kid, his name was Money. And Hope. Hope is a very popular name, Hope. By giving the child that name, Hope, they're hoping that there'll be some good fortune in the family. So what is our hope? Our hope, of course, is Srila Prabhupada. Because what can we do? Our blood is contaminated, our consciousness is contaminated. Every iota in our body is ugra karma. It's something inauspicious, nothing auspicious. So what to do? What is our hope? Our only hope is the grace of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pari Bhajikacharya Vashvatada Sattva Siddhi Simad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When Prabhupada first returned to India in 1971, he was ill, so he was going back to India to recuperate. When he arrived back there, his godbrothers had learned of somewhat of his success there, and how Prabhupada established temples in New York, Boston, Santa Fe, San Francisco, Detroit, and London. London Yatra Ki. Yeah. So then, one godbrother criticized Swamiji, how you can initiate these people? Don't you understand that they have so much bad karma accumulated over millions of births? How you can initiate them? How can you initiate such people? How can you change them into Vaishnavas? So Prabhupada very firmly replied, what is more powerful? Their karma accumulated over millions of births, or the holy name of Krishna? What's more powerful? So Godbrother hid. If he was any sort of a Vaishnava, Namachindamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna. And from Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, we learn that the holy name can destroy all the results of one's sinful activities. Just by chanting Hare Krishna one time, you destroy the sinful reactions of millions of births. You get mukti liberation. This is nothing compared to the fact that you get prem bhakti in due course of time. So that godmother had to say, Prabhupada made him say, what, Dan? the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, I'm giving them initiation. And you should see them chant and dance like white elephants. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One time, one of Prabhupada's dear godmothers, who very much appreciated Prabhupada's preaching in the West and supported him, Kinchana Krishnadas Babaji, he met one godmother who was a little envious. This godmother had actually been to the Western countries and tried to preach, didn't achieve. He met the king and queen. Ah, Buckingham Palace came back. Ah. With no comparison to what Prabhupada has done. So Krishnadas Babaji said, you went to the West and preached Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivedanta Swami went to the West and preached Krishna consciousness. You chanted Hare Krishna in the Western countries, and Bhaktivedanta Swami chanted Hare Krishna in the Western countries. But he was successful and you were not. Why? He was successful and you were not. Why? So Babaji Maharaj answered the question himself. He said, because Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has full faith in the holy names of Krishna and the words of our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, he has been successful. Actually, Akinchanat, Krishnadas Babaji, he saw very early in Prabhupada's devotional career, of course, there was never a time that he forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, but he said very early in his career, with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and the devotees, he saw within Prabhupada that strong faith in the holy name. When Prabhupada was taking sannyas, there were three sannyasis, forget their names, Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada, and one other. And at the initiation ceremony, the priest was doing a yajna, very formal, setting up the yajna, the colors, the this, that. And over in the corner, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji was chanting, as always. He chanted 24 hours a day. Prabhupada said he had no material desires. He was in the corner. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. So the priest said, shh, shh, shh. Having a yajna here. Shh. And Prabhupada was sitting at the three sannyasis. He turned back, he said, no, no, keep chanting. Keep chanting. So Babaji Maharaj kept chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Babaji Krishna Babaji said that time he realized that our Prabhupada had full faith in the holy name. Because he encouraged, oh, keep chanting. It was transcendental to all these other rituals that were being performed. So it is that holy name that Srila Prabhupada has given to us to purify our materialistic tendencies and the results of our past sinful reactions. Therefore, we have the chance to stand, to be counted amongst those who are going back home, back to Godhead. When Jayananda passed away, then Prabhupada started crying, feeling separation from his beloved disciple. And he said in a posthumous letter to him, this is the nature of transcendental relationships. Jayananda had already left his body in the Los Angeles temple compound. And 1 week later, Prabhupada wrote a letter to him, my dear Jayananda, please accept my blessings. And I have heard that you have left your body. So he's gone, but you can see Prabhupada's writing a letter, sending it to the Los Angeles temple by air mail. He's already gone. But Prabhupada knew that the nature of a transcendental relationship is such that although Jayananda had departed by higher arrangement, he would know and understand the contents of that letter. By higher arrangement, whatever Prabhupada wrote to him would be known to Jayananda by the grace of Krishna. So he said that if you had any desires in your heart at the moment of death, then you have been transferred to the heavenly planets, where you enjoy a celestial life of the demigods for hundreds of years, and then from there you can transfer yourself to the spiritual world. He said, but because you were hearing the chanting of the holy names at the moment of death, I say you have gone to Vaikuntha. You have gone back to the spiritual world. Jayananda was actually alone when he left this world. It was during Mangal Artik, and the devotees had gone for the Artik. They came back with the garland of Lord Jagannath, and he'd left. But the tape recorder of Prabhupada was playing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But because he was hearing the tape recording of Srila Prabhupada, again, another very powerful message, that the chanting, especially when heard from the lips of a pure devotee, has a very powerful effect. So Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead. And I have no doubt that there are other devotees who have also gone back to Godhead. I still feel in my heart of hearts that Brajalila went back to Godhead. And who was Brajalila? A 19-year-old, a teenager, who took to Krishna consciousness at a very young age in Russia, but was a very, very sincere devotee. And the last months of her life, the last days, the last minutes, the last seconds of her life, she took full shelter of Krishna. I was there, I saw. I have no doubt she went back to Godhead. And there's others. We can think of very wonderful, sincere devotees. Mother Vilasini. She was so devoted to Radha-Nandaneshwara. Gauri Dasi, big book distributor. Got cancer, went to India to die. The cancer went in recession, back a little bit. First thing, she's on the plane back to Los Angeles with her book bag. Her face is distorted, her skin yellow, sagging from the cancer. Out on the street, excuse me, sir, like this. She had wonderful visions at the moment of death. So this is all Prabhupada's mercy. This is Guru Kripa. And this process is actually described by Shri Sanatana Goswami himself. Hita kanjanatam yati kamsham rasa vidanataha tata diksha vidanena dujitam jayate nunam. As bell metal is turned into gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical means like magic or mystical, better word, mystical process. So one who is trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master immediately becomes a first-class man, Brahman or Vaishnava. So although we have taken our births in the demoniac families, we can stand counted amongst those. We have the chance, let us say, to be counted amongst those who are going back home, back to Godhead, all by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, when I was in South India, and I'd just taken sannyas, and I was traveling throughout South India, visiting different temples. That's the year I went to Hovelam. I went to one temple, and it was a very strict temple, Smarta Brahmins. I was walking in the gate. I slammed the gate. You can't come in here. What's your gotra? Vashishta! Agastha! Kashyapa Muni, what is your gotra? Well, I was going to say my mundane father, but at least I knew that wasn't the correct thing, because I was not born on May 20th, 1949, really. My real birth took place sometime in February 1969, when I came in contact with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and Vishnu John Swami said to me, sit down, I'll tell you about my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. That was birth. He planted the seed in my heart. So they said, what is your gotra? Vashishta Kashyapa! And I said, my gotra? Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribhajikacharya Ushtatara Satta Sri Simad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So these Brahmins with stiff faces, oh, ISKCON. Oh, Swami Bhaktivedanta, we have heard he has done wonders. He is taking the chanting of the holy names to America and to Great Britain, all over the world. I just opened the gates. I was told I was the first white man to go in that temple. They just stood back. Wow, a disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami, Tridanti Sannyasi. And I went in and it was a deity of Nrisingadev, Lakshmi Nrisinga, actually. The deity was established by Maharaj Yudhishthira. It's at the base of the Mangalgiri mountain where there's another beautiful deity, Pani Nrisinga. So at first they didn't want to let me in. But then I came in and they sat me down and they took off some cloth of the deities and tied it around me. They took something, red thing, and tied it around me, and they gave me some jewelry or something, and then I was going to get it. No, Swami, you cannot go. Nrisinga, you stay, Nrisinga, here. Darshan. They offered the feast, and then they brought me the whole feast. Swamiji, please, we have made aparad to take prasad, and to eat feast. And then they escorted me, and like that. So what was my qualification? No qualification, just that my gotra, our gotra, all of us, and anyone who wants to join this movement, our gotra and our qualification for making any progress in Krishna consciousness and going back home, back to Godhead, is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, Shishi Radha Nandanishwara Ki, Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva Ki, He Giriraj Maharaj Ki, London Yatra Ki, Worldwide ISKCON Ki, Nitai Gaur Pindandi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Swami Ki.